Next is an initial history and physical note for a patient named Mary Tynes, T-Y-N-E-S, Mary, M-A-R-Y, M-A-R-I-E. Date seen was January 20th, 2022. Place was Bella Vita, which is a senior assisted living place, period. Patient profile, Mrs. Tynes is an 88-year-old female who moved in 10 years ago. She has a son in Texas. New paragraph, chief complaint, she has hip pain, period. She wishes for physical therapy. She had a fall from the stairs on December 23rd and fell, and she broke her left hip, period. This is repaired, she had physical therapy, and then she moved into the assisted living, period. Her other problem includes essential tremor, for which she uses propranolol, period. The pain is mostly controlled with acetaminophen, and she also has a lidocaine patch to the left hip daily, period. She does have diffuse arthritis also, period. She's not any major cardiac or respiratory symptoms, period. She's not able to walk, and she wishes to return to be able to ambulate, period. She did have some physical therapy at a rehab facility, period. Her osteoarthritis is all over, period. She also has hearing impairment, period. She has intrusive overactivity, which is treated with tilteridine, and that doesn't seem to be bothering her too much, period. She uses Montelukast, but couldn't give me a good reason why, but may have slight asthma, period. She was not short of breath or wheezing when I saw her, period. Paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaints, ENT, decreased hearing, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting or diarrhea, but some constipation is noted, no dysuria, no hematuria or frequency, skin, no rash or itch, musculoskeletal, she has diffuse arthralgias, CNS, no headaches, syncope, or seizures, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for osteoarthritis, hearing impairment, the recent hip fracture, and essential tremor. New paragraph, family history, father died of committing suicide, period. The mother died of cardiovascular disease, period. She has living siblings and sons. New paragraph, social history. She's a former smoker, but it was more than 10 years that she quit, since she quit. No other drug abuse, no alcohol excess. New paragraph, medications. Difstat, one capsule BID. Docusate sodium, 100 milligrams BID. Fluticasone, 50 micrograms, one spray in each nostril daily. Lidocaine, 4% patch daily. Miralax, 17 grams once a day. Montelukast, 10 milligrams nightly. Propranolol, 10 milligrams BID. Tolteridine, 2 milligrams daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams is needed for pain every 8 hours. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN. Ventolin, 2 puffs 3 times a day is needed. In paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 138 over 100. Pulse 72. Respiratory rate 18. Head and neck. Pupil equal reactor light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. extraction moves normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, inspection, hearing is a bit diminished, nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, no palpable thyromegaly, no mass, no nodes, lungs, slightly decreased breath sounds, but no wheeze or crackles, percussion is normal, cardiovascular, normal soreness 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS cranial nerves are normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, she has diffuse arthralgias, she has Heberden's nodes, she has increased thoracic kyphosis, there's trace pain with hip rotation of the left hip. Skin is intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. Mental status, her affect was normal, and in orientation time, she scored 4 out of 5, period. She knew the date, month, year, and season, but forgot the day of the week. In orientation of place, she got 5 out of 5, period. She knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She is oriented as a person. The paragraph assessment and plan, 1. Mrs. Tynes has a left hip fracture and still needs more physical therapy and will order home care OT and PT, period. We'll add Tylenol, 500 milligrams, every 6 hours, PRN, and we'll have a blood pressure recheck soon as it was up today, period. She's not been known to have hypertension. 3. She has diffuse pain, including the hip pain alert, and will continue lidocaine 4% patch to the left hip daily, period. 5, she has asthma, will continue singular 10 milligrams daily, plus ventolin, 2 puffs 3 times a day if needed, period. She's also on fluticasone nasal spray for congestion, period. I'll continue the same overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.